Welcome to Mailbox. Thanks again for the multitude of emails we have received over the past week, including competition entries and reception reports, as well as your comments and questions. There has been one recurrent theme in your emails in recent weeks, and that is bouncing mails. This is what Gautam Kumar Sharma from India wrote.
I've sent several emails to you from my different email accounts, but some of them have bounced back. I don't know why. A friend of mine also informed me that he had the same experience with your email a few days back. Please look into the matter. This is the first time I've faced such a problem with the Radio Prague email address since I started using the internet as a medium of correspondence with Radio Prague from mid-October 2002. Recently, my email regarding the November quiz was shown as bounced back.
We discussed the problem in last week's mailbox. I have again asked our internet department about the matter. The problem appears to be the fact that the Czech radio mailing system recognizes emails coming from certain servers or written without punctuation or in block letters as spam and filters them out. At that instance, you are notified automatically that your message has bounced. But, as a matter of fact, our internet department then manually scour the filtered out mail and retrieve the messages which are not spam and forward them to us. And so far, all the messages that you reported to me as bounced have got to us safely. K. Thyagarajan from India was actually the first one to complain about the bouncing emails and was quoted in last Sunday's mailbox. He's written in again this week.
I found that one letter from India has complained about poor reception condition in India. Really, this is a great concern. Compared to the previous schedule, this time reception for some frequencies are not so audible. I already brought this into your consideration. Radio Deutsche Welle and Radio Canada International are covering India through relay transmitters situated near India. I suggest you may also try to beam broadcasts to India via some relay transmitters, but this may be quite cost-effective. But in program quality, you're giving us wonderful content, and it should always be congratulated to the Radio Prague team.
Thank you, and thank you also for letting us know about the reception in India. All your complaints and suggestions are forwarded to our shortwave experts, and they are examining the cases. In fact, bad reception has also been reported in Canada this week. Mary Lou Kranick from Texas has responded to our special program on November the 17th, the anniversary of the start of the Velvet Revolution.
It only seems as yesterday that the phenomenal fall of the ruling communist regime occurred. And it was such a peaceful revolution, too, a model for other countries under human oppression to follow. Czechoslovakia at the time was once again restored to a great working democracy, which was so brutally and unfairly taken away by the Nazis and communists. The Czech people are suited for this form of government with positive cultural traits that allow it to flourish. And yes, freedom has flourished in the Czech Republic in recent years since the Velvet Revolution, allowing the natural order to take its course in economics, creativity, and expression. I still reflect in awe of what has occurred in that part of the world in 1989.
Thank you for the nice words. One consequence of the political changes has been a boom of tourism. This email has arrived from Tony Armiger from England.
I have just returned from my first visit to your wonderful city, and I wanted to let you know how much I enjoyed my stay. It's a truly beautiful place. The people are warm and friendly. The architecture is magnificent. And yes, of course, the beer is very good too. I've read many comments about street crime in Prague, and I must say I didn't have any experience of this. One must, of course, be vigilant in any city in this day and age. In fact, the only downside in my experience was the rowdy English people, who get too drunk and give a bad impression of us. We're not all hooligans, I assure you. It's a shame that Prague has become so expensive in recent years. But I guess that's the price we have to pay for its popularity as a tourist destination. Anyway, I shall certainly return next year, and I'm saving my pennies already.
Thank you for your kind words. And as we are running out of time, let me just repeat our competition question for November. We would like to know the name of the German industrialist born in what is now the Czech Republic, who was honored at the Yad Vashem Memorial in Israel in 1963 as one of the righteous among the nations for his actions during World War II. You have until Thursday to send us your answers to english@radio.cz or Radio Prague, 12099 Prague, the Czech Republic.
Now, as every Sunday, we turn from your letters to a letter from us –